Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, terrific. This is the last weekend of February, and the next time we speak will be in the wonderful month of March.
Unbelievable.
When I was teaching, I always told my students the first week of the March was crazy, the crazy week. That was our own March Madness. We had, in the years that I taught there, we had temperatures as warm as 70 above. We had temperatures as cold as 30 below. We had ice storm. We had blizzards. We had dry conditions. It just ran the gamut. So that's kind of died down, and in recent years haven't had as much. Though last year, we got our biggest snow of the whole winter on February 29th, and so, yeah, it could still be, I hope, I sure look forward to a nice, big, beautiful March blizzard again, but we'll see what it has to offer. Looking back at February, we're not yet to the end, but we are, and I'm really hoping we don't blow this in the last few days, but we are on the track of being a month colder than normal and more precipitation than normal. Now, the precipitation, yeah, I agree with you. That hasn't happened in 2 years. The precipitation part won't change. That already has happened. We've already got more precipitation in any form of precipitation for February than we normally get in the entire month. And the same thing is true with snowfall. With the yesterday's snow, which the Weather Service in Duluth recorded about 5 inches, and out here in Carlton County, we got about 3.5. Well, those make it close to 20 inches of snow for February, the snowiest month of the whole winter. So pretty impressive. It put up our season total snowfall near 53 inches, which is more than I think we had, or about what we had the entire season last year. We're still below normal for the entire season, but we are certainly making progress, and this has been just a fabulous month of winter, and you know, I really enjoyed it. We only had one day officially above freezing, and that was on the 13th. We got up to 38 degrees. That brought about some interesting responses. I noticed in my activities in the woods this week that I came across two different places where the snow, surface of the snow had a little bit of a crust on it, and in one case it was a response to that day of 38 degrees where it warmed up and then it got cold again. We got below zero several times this week. 14 below was the coldest that we had. And then that froze, and so it made a little bit of a crust. The crust was strong enough to hold up some of these animals, and I found squirrel and rabbit and mice tracks on top of the crust. Meanwhile, the deer, coyote, and fox broke through, and so because they broke through and because we have a deeper snowpack, we have the deepest snowpack now of the whole winter, it was harder walking for them, and so many of them were using the trails I was on. So that happened a lot. That happened like virtually every day. And then the other place that I found where the snow was packed happened on wind. We had a very windy day on Tuesday, strong wind, cold temperatures, high temperature for the day was about 5, and just a strong wind to go with it. Well, that really packed the snow down really hard as well. So with a snowpack that's 12 to 14 inches, a lot of critters find hard moving, and so they want to have this crust across the top. Now, yesterday's snow we got was softer than that, and it took away any, it covered the crust that was already there. So once again, it's back to a little bit different, difficult moving for a lot of these things. Other things of note, this morning, for the first time in over 100 days, we had a sunrise of before 7 o'clock. Now, that's going to continue and it keep getting earlier as we head more towards into spring. We will be, this week, the 27th, we will be reaching 11 hours of daylight. And if that's not enough light for you on the night of the 26th, we will have a full moon. So putting those together, we're going to get very bright. Right now, we are still in the waxing gibbous moon, which is beautiful. I always find the best time to get out at night is the right before the full moon. The full moon tends to rise a little bit later. Therefore, when it's really up and bright in the sky, it's pretty late in our own schedule. But you get into these gibbous phases, waxing gibbous phases, shortly before the full moon. It rises earlier, and so we can take advantage of the bright. We are moving rapidly towards the vernal equinox, which will be less than a month now. It's the 20th of March, and then, of course, we have daylight savings time on the 10th of March. So things change a great deal when you get into March. And speaking of change, migration is going on. The big news, of course, around here with the birds is owls. No less than 7 kinds of owls can be found for those who want to do a little bit of searching. I've spoken to several situations. Last week, I was part of the Sac-Zim Bog Birding Festival, and then I talked with a few others. Since then, there are people from all over the country who come up here in February to try to see some of these owls, especially great gray, hawk owl, and boreal owl. Those are the three that most people want to see, but a lot of them, of course, want to see snowy owls as well. Other things, there are movement of ravens and crows. During our walk this morning, we saw a bald eagle. I heard the woodpeckers drumming again, including the pileated woodpecker. But the other movement we have is some small birds. Flocks of snow buntings have been passing through. Snow buntings show up every fall. They come around in November. They're easy to see. They are usually part of our Christmas bird count in December. But then they pretty much disappear in January and early February. But now they're starting to show up again, probably migrant, probably moving on. Horn larks are reported from some of the fields as well. Another bird that lives out in the fields. I didn't see them myself, but they have been reported. In the world of mammals, I've noticed a lot of activity, mating activity, pre-mating activity with the squirrels that hang around the bird feeders. Same thing, the tracks of the rabbits are just abundant right now as you get up in the morning. You know, we had snow last night that went quite late into the night, but this morning the rabbit tracks were all over the place. We also had flying squirrels. They stayed away from the feeders during some of the cold and windy weather, but they were back out there the last couple nights. In the world of trees, this is a time when we get into March, that's when people start noticing trees. Probably the most obvious are two things. Number one is the tapping of maple trees, which many people will do in March. And the other one is that as the sunlight, the longer days, the sunlight it strikes the trees, it radiates back out into the snow around it and melts the snow and makes these little circles around the trees. To me, that's always a sign. Seeing those circles is always a sign that the tapping season is soon to begin. But there's other things of note. There are the little buds of the pussy willow and the quaking aspen that open up to give the fuzzy little buds inside. That's going on right now. And then we have plants like red osier dogwood and a couple willows that turn color, turn a bright color. It might be red, it might be yellow, it might be orange. But that goes on with the trees right now, too. So it's the trees that have been standing out there, you know, they notice it better than we. They've been standing out there all winter. So, yes, plenty go on, and I hope we're going to end this month in a great finish, just like it has been so far.
Me too.
So, enjoy.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, and thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 for the latest edition of Weekend Outdoors. He's a phenologist. He's a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year, and lives in Carlton County. If you notice that his sunrises are just a smidge different than ours, he lives in Carlton County on a little farm with his wife. Photographs and writes about critters. Larry Weber.